This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Governor Patrick has announced new measures to fight the state's opioid addiction crisis. In March, he declared it a public health emergency in Massachusetts and directed the Department of Public Health to come up with recommendations for solving the problem.
This morning, the governor announced several initiatives, including more treatment beds, the establishment of a centralized system to help patients, families, and first responders locate treatment services, and stricter safeguards for the most frequently abused opioid drugs.
We have one of the strongest treatment systems in the whole country, and yet there are gaps in our continuum of care. Prescription painkillers are dangerous in and of themselves and also a gateway to heroin. And yet there is overprescription of prescription painkillers. And the average age of the addicted population is getting younger and younger.
With us in the studio to talk about the recommendations, it's WBUR's Martha Biebinger, who is at the press conference today where the governor laid out his new plan of attack. And Martha, could you give us some detail on the key steps the governor has decided to take?
Well, Sasha, some of the steps are the beds that I believe it was Anthony just mentioned. There will be a new peer counseling program. There are websites where doctors can be sure that they are managing prescriptions correctly, where patients can go to find out where they can get the best care. They can look at quality evaluations. There are two dozen recommendations in all, and they very conveniently total just under $20 million, which is what the governor said he wanted to spend.
So a lot of this has to do with access to treatment. What does he want the treatment landscape, how does he want it to look differently than it does now to make people more likely to be able to get the treatment they need?
He wants it to come early. He wants there to be an education campaign. He wants there to be a lot of support for families and other people who are helping those with addiction problems try to avoid that problem or stay off it. He wants to fill in the gaps in care. So in Franklin County, for example, we don't have a detox unit. There will be one there now. He wants more steps just before you need the full-scale treatment and after to be sure you don't have to go back in.
And he's also looking at insurance coverage for opioid addiction treatment. What are some of the insurance issues he wants to tackle?
Well, candidly, Sasha, the main one he wants to tackle is he wants MassHealth, which is the government's program, to shoulder less of the burden here and the private insurers to do more.
I have heard story after story of people who have private insurance being told, get yourself on MassHealth so you can get treated. I'm done with that. That has to get fixed. So the insurers are going to have to come to the table.
So, Sasha, the reason the insurers who were in the room were really mad when the governor said that today was that they were at the table. They were on this task force. They do feel like they play a very key point. They think there are a lot of anecdotal stories about why people are denied care or don't apply in the right way. But they're kind of shocked that the governor sort of suggested that they're a big part of the problem.
So some potential conflict there down
the
road. Another piece is an education campaign. Is this targeting people who are users or might be prone to becoming users?
Well, so this probably doesn't come as a shock to you, right? That we're trying to teach people that drugs are a bad thing?
Right.
Did you do DARE when you were in school
to
just say no to drugs?
It's okay. An education campaign that's been going on for many years.
Right. So there's a sense that we have to keep at it, though, that it's really not made the kind of headway that, for example, the governor says the country did make on smoking.
When I was growing up, everybody smoked. Everybody. My mother smoked in bed, around the kids. I mean, all that stuff. You laugh now, but it was a public information campaign sustained over a long period of time that changed people's behavior.
So the idea that people need to take it more seriously than they do now, perhaps.
Yeah, there's some way that we just haven't made headway on taking drugs out of the kind of back room, you know, putting it up front and having people talk about that openly. That seems to be part of the problem.
But of course, the drugs aren't just in the back room. They're often prescribed by doctors for people who have severe pain, and that's become an issue. There's a question of whether doctors are over-prescribing. Did the governor address that kind of issue, whether it's not just the users we need to focus on, but the availability and prevalence of opioids used as prescription painkillers?
Yes. The task force report includes a recommendation to spend $1.5 million on a new prescription monitoring program. Of course, the state is already doing a lot in that regard, but this will enhance that even further.
And Martha, last question. The governor noted that this is not just an issue for Massachusetts. It's regional. So does he see a potential for a regional solution approach?
That meeting, Sasha, happens on June 17th. It's a meeting of all the governors in New England. They want to look at why the supply is coming into this area. area, that's a cross-border issue. They think that this education campaign might be a cross-border issue. The treatment plan might be a cross-border issue. And this prescription monitoring program might be a cross-border issue, too. You don't want somebody who lives in Attleboro, down in the southern part of Massachusetts, to cross the border into Woonsocket, Rhode Island, for example, and the doctor have no idea.
So more to come on the regional front. That's WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Martha, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.
Among those on the governor's task force on opioids was Taunton Mayor Tom Hoy. So far this year, his city has reported about 150 overdoses and 10 overdose deaths, so he's very much on the front lines of this battle. And Mayor Hoy joins us now. Thanks for being on the program, Mr. Mayor.
No problem. Glad to be part of the discussion.
So based on what you observe from the ground of this crisis, what's the single most important piece of what the governor's task force, your task force, has recommended?
I think the most important piece is certainly the educational piece is a big part of it, and the intervention. I think one of the biggest issues that we have of those that are addicted is there really is no centralized place for them to turn, and I think positive steps were taken in that direction. So there will be a centralized system, you know, in the not-too-distant future where people can turn when they have a loved one addicted. I mean, the story you hear over and over again is, you know, I can't get a bed, or I can't, you know, find suitable treatment for my son or daughter.
So increasing the number of beds and really making people aware that there are services there for them.
Sure, and it's not just the increasing the amount of beds. It's increasing the treatment slots and the treatment potentials.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all use the term beds to describe a treatment, but it's not necessarily always a bed, but it's a treatment opportunity. And I think with certainly the awareness, and, you know, I think Taunton played a big role in that and kind of stepping out of the shadows and saying, you know, we have a problem here, you know, much like many other cities and towns do. But we've been proactive, and, you know, I'm happy to report the number of overdoses has decreased dramatically, and as has the number of deaths. I mean, one death is too many, but at least we're heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. Part of the plan, as you suggested, is to promote sort of more public awareness, more public dialogue, awareness around this issue. You've been doing a lot of that in Taunton, including most recently a community forum at a school just last night. Tell us what you're hearing from residents there and why this public dialogue is so important.
I think because so many people are living in silence, you know, that has a loved one, a family member, a friend, suffering. And the families, you know, as some of the panel last night, so, you know, some families stepped forward and told their story. You know, they were ashamed to go out. They were ashamed to talk to their friends and family and discuss the situation that they're going through, and it's just all too common. And I think it's the time is now to capitalize in, you know, on the attention and really bring light to this devastating situation. But like I said, I think I'm happy to report that things are getting better. We're talking about you're kind of changing our wellness curriculum in the schools to talk much more about opioid addiction and the devastation, the devastating effect it has on families.
Well, you know, you mentioned education in schools, and just a moment ago, I'm pretty sure you heard that clip. We were talking about the governor talking about how we dealt with smoking, and he said, when I was growing up, everybody smoked. Even my mother, she smoked in bed around the kids.
Sure.
You know, we've moved a long way from that. So what has to happen in the schools around education to move the ball down the road within this opioid addiction crisis?
Yeah. People have to have an understanding of what actually happens. I mean, kids need to have an understanding that, you know, you could die if you experiment with these drugs. It's unfortunately a real potential.
Uh-huh.
You know, these drugs are readily available. They're cheaper. You know, you can get a hit of heroin on the streets for $4 a packet in some cases, and it's readily available, and it's downright scary. We have to have real-life discussions with our children, with our community, and people need to understand that this isn't just going to happen to somebody else. I think that people are finding that now, that they do know somebody that's, or, you know, or at least know a family that's having this issue, and it's not always going to happen to somebody else. It could happen to you or a loved one just, you know, at the drop of a hat. So I think we have to have real-life discussion with our children, you know, in a family setting and also in the school setting. You know, I think the days of showing the after-school specials in health and wellness classes are over. It's time for action, and we have to tell our kids what's really going on. And unfortunately, some kids are learning, you know, the hard way through family members that are addicted.
Mayor Hoy, were there some measures that were not included in this package of proposals that you feel should have been? Anything that you felt was missing?
I think I'm satisfied overall with the proposal. I know a lot of hard work went into it, and my hat's off to the Commissioner Bartlett and the task force for this incredible undertaking. I had raised some concern. I'd like to see more money put towards the Learn to Cope chapters, because that's a proven program. They do so much around family support of addicts and also getting people pointed in the right direction. It's a proven commodity. So that is one of the recommendations based on our May 21st meeting. So hopefully when the legislature comes down with their funding, I think hopefully more money will be put towards Learn to Cope.
Mm. Finally, what has to happen next? So we've got the recommendations here in this report. What else do you think that the legislature has to do, the Patrick administration can do, should be doing to respond to this crisis? What's the next step?
Don't stop the conversation. Mm-hmm. Things are getting better, and I think as a society, when things get better, they tend to get put on the back burner. We have to keep this on the front burner. We have to keep talking about it, or all this good work is going to go but not. But I think the centralized system is huge, and I think that the recovery support centers in the communities could go a long way as well. People just need to know where to turn and when to turn, and hopefully we're on the right path now, and we're not going to go through the scourge that we saw earlier in the year, not only in Taunton but throughout the Commonwealth.
All right, that's Tom Hoy, mayor of Taunton, speaking to us about new public health recommendations from the governor's opioid task force report released just today. Mayor Hoy, thank you very much.
Thank you. Anytime.